Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Mary receiving a visit from an angel and being told about her son, Jesus, bringing salvation. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 1, verses 28 to 33, and coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." That's Luke chapter 1, verses 28 to 33.
Picture this. Mary is just going about her day, minding her own business, when out of nowhere, an angel appears and starts throwing out greetings like it's nobody's business. Now, if that happened to you, I bet you'd be pretty troubled and confused too, right? I mean, angels don't exactly pop up in everyday conversations. But here's the kicker. The angel didn't stop at a simple hello. No, the angel dropped a bombshell on Mary. Brace yourself for this. She was told that she would conceive a child in her womb and give birth to a son. And not just any son, but one who would be called Jesus. Now, that name might sound familiar to you because it comes from a Hebrew word that means Savior. Yep, you heard that right. Mary was going to bring forth the Savior of the world. Talk about a major life-changing moment. Now, let's not forget that this baby boy was no ordinary child. He was going to be great. In fact, he would be called the Son of the Most High. Can you imagine the weight of that title? And if that wasn't enough, the Lord God was going to give him the throne of David, his father. So not only was this baby boy going to be called the Son of God, but he was also going to rule over the house of Jacob forever. Forever. That's a pretty big deal, right? But here's the thing. This whole situation wasn't just about Mary and her future child. This was about the salvation of God's people. The name Jesus carried so much significance, not just for Mary, but for all Israelites. It represented the promise of a Savior who would come to rescue God's people. So you see, Mary was about to become a crucial part of something truly extraordinary. And here's where grace comes into play. Grace is what saves us. It's the power that allows us to be holy, righteous, and without sin. And now Mary, this humble and ordinary woman, was being blessed with the grace that would enable her to bring forth the Savior of the world. Can you even comprehend the magnitude of this moment? Mary, in all her simplicity, was about to become the mother of the Son of God. This child, Jesus, would bring salvation to all who believed in him. It was a truly remarkable and life-changing moment. So let's take a moment to appreciate what's happening here. Mary's life is about to take a drastic turn, all because she found favor with God. She's being entrusted with a task that will shape the course of history. And it's all happening through the power of grace. Just think about it. An ordinary woman chosen by God to play an extraordinary role in the salvation of all humanity. It's truly awe-inspiring. So the next time you hear the story of Mary, remember the incredible significance it holds. It's not just about a young woman and a baby. It's a story of hope, grace, and the promise of salvation. Mary's obedience and faith paved the way for the birth of Jesus, the one who would ultimately bring redemption to the world. It's a story that reminds us of the power of grace and the incredible ways in which God works in our lives.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the incredible story of Mary and the angel's announcement, we are filled with awe and wonder at your divine plan. We thank you for choosing Mary to play such a pivotal role in the salvation of humanity. In her humility, she accepted your will with grace and obedience. Lord, we recognize the magnitude of this moment and the significance of your grace at work. Just as you chose Mary, we pray that you would also choose us to fulfill your purposes in our lives. Grant us the humility and obedience to follow your will, even when it seems beyond our understanding. May we be open to your guidance and receptive to your calling, knowing that your grace empowers us to accomplish great things for your kingdom. Help us to trust in your plan for our lives, just as Mary did, and to surrender ourselves fully to your divine purpose. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your grace and the promise of salvation through Jesus Christ. May we always walk in obedience and faith like Mary, knowing that your love and grace are with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, friends. May you carry the message of grace and blessings with you wherever you go. Blessings to you.